Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. My friends, I want to ask you a question. Do you have any objection to doing what the Lord says do in the way He says do it? For example, when the Bible tells us to take the fruit of the vine and the bread at the Lord's table, do you have any problem with that? When the Scriptures tell us we are to give as we are prospered, are you willing to abide by the Lord's instructions? If we want to have His approval, we must not add to nor take from what God has revealed about the work and worship of the church. The Apostle Paul commanded, "And whatsoever you do in word and in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him." Colossians 3:17. The church of our Lord has no right to loose what God has bound, and to bind what God has loosed. Matthew 16:19. The Scripture specifically and explicitly binds singing on the New Testament church. Paul warned the Ephesians, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Ephesians 5:18-19. Is this command of the Lord so complicated that the average man cannot understand its meaning? The main thrust of the passage is, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. How does a person behave when he or she is filled with the Spirit? We are to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. But the verse does not condemn the use of mechanical instruments in our worship to God. But have we not changed what I ask you in the beginning of our brief study? I ask, do you have any objection to doing what the Lord says do in the way He says do it? Our worship was not designed to please us, but to please the One who called us into His service. If you listen carefully to my reading of Ephesians 5:19, you probably noticed the mention of an instrument in the passage. Paul said, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The human heart is the instrument where melody is made, not a mechanical instrument. But are we not straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel? Does it really make all that much difference? If we must do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, then it makes a world of difference. In the name of the Lord Jesus means abiding by His instructions and arrangements. Since the New Testament nowhere authorizes mechanical instruments of music in the worship of the church, then we are not permitted to use them. May I repeat a statement I made a moment ago? We cannot add to nor take from what God has revealed in His Word. Paul admonished the Colossians, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Colossians 3:16-17. Did you notice Paul's emphasis on singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord? No one can fulfill that command by playing on a mechanical instrument of music. Singing in our worship to God is authorized. Playing on a mechanical instrument of music is not authorized. If doing what God says to do in the way He says do it is meaningful to you, then you cannot use instrumental music in worship to God Almighty. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.